This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Welcome back, everybody. Rich Sheepin sitting in for Vincent Fennelli. This is hour number two, and I'm going to do a few things on healthcare, then I'm going to go to general news. I know this isn't a pretty format, folks, but my objective is to wake people up. My objective is to make sure that you know that you've been psyoped in a lot of areas. That you need to know that truth should prevail, that we need to have the same rules, laws, and accountability for everyone. In other words, standing for principle, standing for the rule of law, for due process, for the Bill of Rights, for the Constitution. This is what we do on USAprepares.com. So I'm going to mention a few more articles here on healthcare, then I'm going to go to general news. Please pardon my quickness on getting through these articles, but I just have so much information. This is on citizenfreepress.com. Dr. Lena Wen, remember, trust me, I'm a doctor, means nothing anymore. Does a 180, citizenfreepress.com. I'm going to quote, the science has changed. She explains why she supports lifting some pandemic restrictions and thinks the decision to wear a mask should shift from government mandate to an individual choice. First of all, let me just take this comment. The science did not change. The reason why they're backing off because they're afraid of Nuremberg too. The reason why they're backing off is because people are waking up. They're reading, they're researching, and they're vetting and checking out information on their own. They're listening to the independent media. Think about the word government mandate. Congress makes our laws, not government. It's all a big scam. When I use the words incapacitated, incompetent, bought and paid for, lawless, manipulated, scam, cowards, traitors, infiltrators, I do that for a reason because we have proved it thousands of times. And then she says it should be an individual choice to wear masks. There are still idiot companies and idiot schools and idiot government organizations and NGOs still mandating masks. You can't even make this stuff up. That's how stupid things have gotten. All right, next article. I wish I had more time, folks. I show up with at least 4 or 5 hours worth of information, and during commercials, I am deleting and omitting so much. Next. Dr. McCullough interview, alarming rise in heart injuries in kids under 12 following the COVID shots, Infowars.com. Next, Dr. McCullough interview, alarming rise in heart injuries. Okay, I think I just mentioned that. Pardon me. New deadly strain of HIV tied to Fauci bioweapon. Health emergency report, Infowars.com. Are you listening to this, people? Are you getting upset yet? Do you still want to be a follower and not a thinker? Do you still want to trust government organizations or big corporations that are pushing fascism and depopulation down your throat? Next. FDA quickly deletes Moderna vaccine data showing rate of heart inflammation post-vaccination is 2.6 times higher than previously reported. Look, for all of you whistleblowers in the FDA, the CDC, the World Health Organization, FBI, DOJ, we need you. It's time for you to come out and be heroes. We need truth. We need information. And we have to save lives. Next, DOD, NIH caught changing data after whistleblowers exposed COVID vaccine fraud. Everybody's waking up. This is why you're seeing backtracking for plausible deniability. JAMA study. JAMA is typically above average for credibility, if you will. Myocarditis risk extremely elevated after beastly jab. JAMA network.com. And the last source, pardon me, was naturalnews.com. Next, Stacey Abrams panics, deletes maskless photo of her surrounded by masked children during visit to Georgia Elementary School. This is the Gateway Pundit. Next, the new I didn't inhale, Los Angeles Mayor Eric Garcetti claims he held his breath when he took pictures of a maskless photo with Magic Johnson. That's not a Gateway Pundit. People, this is how stupid they think you are. He said he did. He held his breath because people, come on. This is how dumb they are. This is so condescending to you, the public. My God, this is like this stuff could take Saturday Night Live off the air. That's how stupid and humorous this stuff is. Okay, I'm going to go to general news. Okay, next, Wisconsin Election Committee enacts rule that enables local officials to fill in missing information on ballot envelopes. This is comedy, people. For those of you in Wisconsin, all the swing states, you're being played, you're being duped, you're being used. You understand. Next, Pennsylvania court rules 40% of 2020 ballots were unconstitutional. The Democrats stole military ballots in 2020. It's all proven. All of it. Next, government-approved propaganda. It's all propaganda. It's creating hoaxes, false flags, lies, and gaslighting. I promise you, 99% of it. Federal government is working with states to control election rumors and conspiracies. No, they're bribing, blackmailing, and threatening people to control the narratives for fraud. My gosh. Is there anybody who believes this stuff? If you do, please send me a check. I'll send you a bridge. It might be virtual, but I'm going to send you a bridge. Next, Defend Florida releases interim report. 800,000 inactive voters in the 2020 election. A third of those canvassed didn't even live at the address registered. Can you say voter fraud? Can you say the 2020 election needs to be decertified, or else it's going to turn America into a bigger joke than it already is? This is what happens when nobody does their job. Next. Election fraud on video. Maricopa County election workers caught red-handed deleting archived files from the server. They're caught on video. Maricopa County. This is a joke. It's a joke. Next. Trump endorsed Arizona gubernatorial candidate Carrie Lake. We need to sue the federal government for failing to protect us. Absolutely. That's why I use these words, incompetent, incapacitated. I don't use these words lightly. Next, you heard of redistricting? Republicans are losing to Democrats nationwide, like 158, because of redistricting. This is all rigging the vote, people. Democrat judges to redraw 75 districts. Think about this. This is Citizen Free Press, the Gateway Pundit, Breitbart.com, Gateway Pundit. I think it's just those article, those sources, Gateway Pundit, yeah, that I've, yep, okay. Next. I apologize for going fast, folks. I have so much stuff. In the last half an hour, I'm going to forget about articles because I'm not not going to get to them all. And I'm just going to talk about ideas and solutions, most of which I've talked about before. And I'm going to rattle through them as well. People need information. We need to act on it. We need to share it with people. Next, teen girl murdered by illegal alien. Citizen Free Press. And this is one of the solutions. We need to indict every lawyer and politician who's responsible for being advocates of open borders. Confiscate their wealth, and it goes to the families of the murdered and raped teens or anybody. Next, Nova Scotia bans showing support for truckers in Freedom Convoy in latest authoritarian move by so-called Democracy Trudeau. Think about this, people. Oh, and this is from naturalnews.com, and the teen girl was from Citizen Free Press. Think about this, people. Trudeau, it's been admitted he's one of Klaus Schwab's World Economic Forum cult lackeys, admitted to be owned. I want you to think about this. And he's telling, and Nova Scotia's banning support. You can't give food. You're going to be arrested for giving them fuel. The police are stealing fuel. This is like Russia, USSR stuff, Soviet Union stuff, Hitler stuff. That's what's going on, people. Next, when asked what country Trudeau most admired, Trudeau said China. Do I really need to expand on that? No. Next, from secret bunker, Trudeau claims all normal Canadians are racist. InvestmentWatchBlog.com. And the previous article was also InvestmentWatchBlog.com. Canadians, apparently Trudeau says you're all racist if you're normal. How do you like that? How do you like that? Next. GoFundMe is over. Donate Freedom Convoy truckers here on Send Go. Give, send, go. G-I-V-E, send, S-E-N-D, go. Okay? GoFundMe has basically gone communist. Okay? They sold out freedom and liberty-loving people. Okay? GoFundMe commits criminal fraud, steals trucker convoy millions. So I hope they get arrested for criminal fraud, but I don't know. Is there even a rule of law anymore in America and Canada? Next, Melinda French Gates will no longer give bulk of wealth to Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. Melinda, I have a great idea. Why don't you give it to patriots to create self-sufficiency preparedness schools around America? And save people's lives and teach them skill sets. Melinda, you have the connections to contact me anytime. I would love to set this up with you. Great solution. Next, super yacht sales jump 77%. Consumer pessimism grows. And even at the Golden Corral, there was a brawl because they were out of steak. But yet, super sales jump. Yacht sales jumped 77%. Do you remember the articles I shared with you folks regarding the yachts and private jets are not going to be carbon taxed? Can you figure this out? Next, hypocrisy at the highest levels. ATF asked judge to close Hunter Biden gun inquiry. If we did what Hunter Biden did and falsifying documents, we'd be in the who's gal.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, Take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAprepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAprepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back to the broadcast. Rich Sheeben sitting in for Vincent Finelli. I'm just going to move on to the next article. Email to the Aurora Police Association to match the diversity of the community. This is in quotes now. We could make sure to hire 10% illegal aliens, 50% weed smokers, 10% crackheads, and a few child molesters and murderers to round it out. You can't make this stuff up, people. You just can't do it. Okay, next article. After failing with its mask mandate, OSHA now says it needs to protect workers against climate change, naturalnews.com. The ADL can't stop changing its definition of racism. This is from twitchy.com. Think about this. To sell narratives, they literally got to keep changing the words. You have to go back to like 2009 in a dictionary to really see what the true definition is, because every definition of almost so many words have been changed to basically sell distractions, dumbing down, and divide and conquer strategies. I can talk about each one of these articles and solutions for hours. We don't have the time. Next, Biden Energy Secretary Jennifer Granholm of Michigan violated the Stock Act 9 times in a single year, and she made millions. If you or I did that, we'd be in the who's gal for life. Oh, and by the way, the source on that is investmentwatchblog.com. Next, Pelosi should take responsibility for January 6th. Of course she said. This is Trump says that. Trump demands that from citizenfreepress.com. Because we now know via video that the magnetic doors were the inside. Plus the fact that Pelosi, Trump demanded to have the National Guard there, and Pelosi eliminated that. This was all a false flag, all designed, folks. This is very sad. We have all those poor people sitting in jail without due process. That's how criminal the United States of America has become. Next, FBI dumbfounded and suddenly realizes they have an epiphany that China is a threat to national security. Think about this. This is on Infowars.com. Could this be a precursor to set up a narrative that things are going to blow up? And they got to blame, are they going to shut off the power? Or are they going to have some type of event to eliminate the internet? And they're setting it up right now? Very possible. Leftists use mass censorship because they don't have the guts to engage in fair debate. InvestmentWatchBlog.com. Fair debate should be done everywhere. This is why we need to have discussions at every restaurant, every parking lot, every sidewalk, everywhere you go. We need to wake people up. We need to have these discussions. They need to be normalized, folks. Next. No, Trudeau administration turns blind eye to Chinese takeover of Canadian lithium miner. This is dangerous, people. Next, energy bill price rise may cause heart attacks and strokes. InvestmentWatchBlog.com. You can't make this stuff up. They're selling the narrative for people who have taken the clot shot, and they're blaming it, heart attacks and strokes, on everything but what should be blamed on. Next, new private currency uses bills filled with real gold. Look, we've talked about this. All we need to do is get state depositories going with silver and gold, get the treasuries involved. This is not rocket science. And you could take, let's say you go to your grocer, you take a gold 1 ounce coin and you give it to the grocer, and then you have a credit for food for the remainder until that gold 1 ounce coin. This isn't difficult, people. Next, soaring energy prices leads to biggest profit since 2014, new $10 billion stock buybacks. Look, we've talked about stock buybacks till I'm out of breath. It only benefits the elite. You get new debt, new acquisitions and mergers, more consolidation of power, money, control. So the stock buybacks benefits the wealthy with super dividends and executive cash through selling stock options. You take more stocks off the market, and the people who get penalized are the little people, because they get more debt, there's less expansion for jobs, less products and services, less R&D, and less employees. But the earnings per share looks good. It's all done to benefit the elite, not the little people. Next, Citizen Free Press, $30 million to buy crack pipes. I think I mentioned that, but it had to be repeated.
ERGCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Biden said the Russia-built Nord Stream 2 natural gas pipeline to Germany would be suspended if Russia invades Ukraine. German Chancellor Olaf Scholz offered support. The Democrat governors of Connecticut, New Jersey, Delaware, and Oregon's health department have set timelines to end their state school mask mandates for kids. New Jersey Governor Phil Murphy.
Because of the dramatic decline in our COVID numbers effective Monday, March 7th, the statewide school mask mandate will be lifted. This is a huge step back to normalcy.
Connecticut Governor Ned Lamont.
My recommendation is that we end the statewide mask mandate. I think this is something we've earned, Connecticut. We've earned it.
Not so fast, says the White House.
Our advice to every school district is to abide by public health guidelines. It continues to be at this point that the CDC is advising that masks can delay, reduce transmission.
USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
President Biden holds a joint press conference on Russia-Ukraine tensions with German Chancellor Scholz on Monday.
To deterring Russia's threats against Ukraine and the long-standing principles of rule-based international order. And we have made it very clear we're ready to continue talks in good faith with Russia. But if Russia makes the choice to further invade Ukraine, we are jointly ready and all of NATO is ready. Today, the Chancellor and I discussed our close cooperation, developed a strong package of sanctions that are going to clearly demonstrate international resolve and impose swift and severe consequences if Russia violates Ukraine's sovereignty and its territorial integrity. We are in agreement that it cannot be business as usual if Russia further invades. We also reaffirmed our commitment to completing the work of integrating the Western Balkans into the European institutions and to finally realize a Europe that is whole, free, and at peace. So the bottom line is this. Whether as allies in NATO, partners through the European Union, as leaders of the G7, the G20, or through our strong bilateral relationship, Germany and the United States are close friends and reliable partners, and we can count on one another.
Thanks for listening. My name is Lance Pry, and we are USA Radio News.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
It's gonna be sliding.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Stephen from Montana sitting in for Vince Fennelli. He had to work on the farm and take care of some time-sensitive issues. So what I'm going to do now, folks, is you've heard me over the years talk a lot about ideas and solutions, and I'm going to rattle through as many as I can. And if I have time, I'll go back to some more articles, but I doubt I will. But let's start with what Joe Biden was talking about. Let's talk about practice what you preach laws. We don't enforce other people's borders, especially when you want to hide crimes to create or some type of simulation to create a war to create distractions and diversions. We need to enforce our own borders. Joe Biden, I remember when you said, when you got elected, no person who made less than $400,000 would pay a penny in taxes. Let's see if Joe Biden is a liar. Okay, folks? Do you remember he said that? It's probably on most people's computer, saved in their audio. I'll bet you. Now, I talked a lot about some solutions today. I talked about regarding open borders and when that teenager got murdered. Every lawyer and politician is responsible who's been an advocate of open borders. They need to be tried. They need to have their wealth taken away and goes to the victims' families. For all the energy that we talked about, like right before the break, live off-grid. That's a solution. That's what I do. I live off-grid. 99% of what I suggest, I've already done. I've talked about how people who are admitted treasonous, World Economic Forum cult-owned, they need to be taken out of office. They need to be tried for treason. About depopulation, it should be done voluntary, not through genocide, not through eugenics, not through wars, not through bioweapons. We talked about today about silver and gold on one of the articles. We need to decentralize. We need to get the state depositories going for silver and gold, get the treasuries involved. This isn't hard to do. We need to take back all of our federal lands. The feds practice corruption as a business model. The lands like BLM and Forest Service needs to go back to the states. We need to, I'm just going to rattle off as much as I can here, folks. We need to eliminate all voting machines. All voting needs to be done on video, on paper, maybe watermarks. We need to have the ability for everybody to go online and verify their vote. Congress needs full transparency, needs term limits, and no bill for at least 5 years should be more than 5 pages. Because these people don't read anything in it. You know, Nancy Pelosi, she smears everybody. It's admitted on video. If you don't, I'll vote for the bill. And then she says, oh, let's just sign it and see what's in it after we pass it. I'm paraphrasing, but this is all stuff that we've mentioned in articles in the past. We need to create our own grand juries and elect new judges. 95% of our judges, lawyers, politicians, and bankers have turned against the people. They've sold us out. They're American sellouts. We need to go back to what definitions really are in dictionaries pre-1990. We need to hire people regarding jobs based on the pick effect, patriotism, intelligence, courage. Of course, hard work, effort, proven results, and all this other stuff. But we no longer have qualifications or standards. We have victim group status, people getting hired based on their gender, the gender they identify, the skin pigmentation shade, their religion, the sexual orientation. We have no more qualifications or standards in this country. And then they have the protectionist group status people, which are basically the elite, their children, the people who didn't earn their jobs, the people who were born on third base and pound their chest about their success and bragged to everybody how successful they are. You know, the Liz Cheneys, the Anderson Cooper and the Vanderbilt fortune, the little Christy Wallaces, the Cuomos, those type of people. They didn't earn their jobs. We have to be aware of design mind control, the behavior modification, the virtual reality, the controlled emotional reactions. We have to say no to the victim group and protectionist group status hiring practices. It's never been about equality, fairness, tolerance, inclusiveness. These are all BS politically correct buzzwords, hijacked by definition to be used as divide and conquer strategy. One thing I've done over 11 years on national radio has proven that the little guy is losing ground. The bottom 93%, all their money and wealth is being redistributed to the top 1%. We have to be aware of the mass formation psychosis. No more exemptions and no more mandates, just laws. You cannot be exempt from anything based on what group you're in. Whether you're Congress, it doesn't matter. Emergency powers basically means dictatorship. We have to call it what it is. When you hear somebody calling somebody a rhino, they're basically a traitor. They're an American sellout. Use the proper term. Class warfare, that's code for somebody who didn't earn their job, who inherited a bunch of land and businesses and money and cash and didn't earn it. We have to start sticking up for humanity. One example off the top of my head is, remember the tow truck company up in Canada? They were called by the mayor of Ottawa to tow the truckers out, and they basically said they had COVID. Now, they pulled in machines from tow trucks from, I think, Calgary and stuff. We have to call out people who are sellouts for freedom. Call them out. We need to stick together, people. These are all solutions. I'm just rattling them off. We need to stick together as people, as freedom, liberty-loving people, as humanity. We cannot allow these elite to distract them down and divide and conquer us by groups. Regarding anything to do with any medication, we need to demand peer-reviewed studies, placebo-controlled, peer-reviewed, double-blind studies, whether it be masks, medicines, lockdowns, doesn't matter. We have to be aware of the agendas and the objectives that I've given to, and connected the dots for a long time since I'm blue in the face talking about it. We have to be aware of the nefarious, self-serving. We need to expose all this, call out the betrayal of trust of the people and the corruption of professions, the phony experts, the phony official authorities. They need to be called out and exposed. We need public ideas and solution conferences. We need self-sufficiency preparedness schools that incorporate everything, home school database, edible medicinal plants, gardening, living off-grid, raising animals. I've talked about this for hours. We need to expose all the hypocrisies and all the double standards of the elite and their narrative selling. We need citizen review boards, public forums, and a lot of this needs to be done on private venues. So they're not setting us up with FBI or whatever group, Antifa, Black Lives Matter, and setting us up for crimes. We need small business alliances. I've given many examples over the years so people can share costs and liabilities. When I was in the pharmaceutical industry back east, I remember working for the generic manufacturing company, and I was partly involved in getting small independent pharmacies together so they could buy their products in bulk and compete against the big chain stores that had warehouses. This is just an example. We need to all think for ourselves. We need to read, we need to research, and we need to verify. We need to start acting like citizens who expect the government to work for us and not the other way around. Excuse me. Look, every episode that I'm on, I try really hard to connect the dots, to give the solutions, to give the ideas. But one of the main things that they've done, and I'm blue in the face talking about this, is the delegitimization of work. People aren't doing their job, whether it be any FDA, CDC, DOJ, it doesn't matter. FBI, it doesn't matter. It could be an NGO, any government organization, any big corporations. People are getting a job, and this is all because the narrative has been sold by the elites. Certain people feel entitled to play the victim group status card, and they demand to lower the bars of standards and expectations for a job. And then certain groups get no protection, rights, or restitution out of the rule of law, who are actually targeted. And what we do is we give no check on runaway power to these elite groups and these big corporations. We're enabling them, we're protecting them, the most corrupt in the world, and we're giving them liability immunity while they give us back wealth inequality, while useful idiots are sticking up for their group, their hyphen, and their pronoun and not being an American. In other words, we've eliminated the rule of law for precedence, which gives these big corporations and governments free lunch to protect the elite, to sell us out to the highest bidder. Being deceived by all these divide and conquer strategies, while they get the tax loopholes, they get the assets, they get the ownership, they get the golden parachutes, they get everything. The nepotism, entitlements, the big inheritances, and they're the ones with the biggest mouths. And they're deceiving you with political correctness and deception all the way to the bank. While at the same time, their comrades are literally manufacturing through the mainstream media their perception of self-importance and self-preservation. While they're basically lining the streets with their hypocrisies and double standards and brainwashing. You're being used, you're being played, you're being duped. We are losing biologically, chemically, technologically, and most of all, we're being psychologically neutered. The elite are poisoning us against ourselves, and we have to be aware of it. I'm just going to mention a few articles here. I know I go off into tangents sometimes, but I want to mention a couple articles here regarding our educational system. I think we all know where it's gone. Not where it's going, where it's gone. But I'm going to ask the question before I go into some of these articles. And I'll mention the sources. Do you really want to leave your children in social political indoctrination, where they are literally dumbing them down, losing ground? And obviously, I'll have to wait until after the break. But I want to mention just a few articles with the little time I'll have regarding our educational system. We'll be right back, folks. Appreciate you being here.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with
Extendivite. G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Hi, everybody. Last segment of the broadcast. Appreciate you being here. I just want to mention a couple articles here real quick before I go into education regarding practice what you preach laws that I've talked about till I'm blue in the face. New York City mayor apologizes for calling white cops crackers and referring to black people as Negroes. Not kidding you. And this is Infowars.com, and here's one on InvestmentWatchBlog.com. Pelosi spent over $500,000 on private jets, despite claiming we have a moral obligation to reduce emissions. Do you remember the articles I've shared with you folks regarding yachts and private jets are exempt? China and India are exempt. It's all fraud. It's all designed to take down America and take over America. Here's an article here going to education. Confirmed, staff attempted to barricade maskless high schoolers in the gym and freezing them out. This is investmentwatchblog.com. Folks, look at all the people doing 180s right now about masks. Look at all the studies that we've given you over the last year regarding, year and a half, regarding psychological and physiological studies and hypercapnia on all of it. You know, staph infections, bacterial infections. I mean, I cannot tell you. I've referred to 150 studies showing that masks are not just useless, but they're dangerous. These people who have been proponents of masks should be arrested by the citizenry locally and be tried. And if you have to create grand juries and vote for new judges, you do that. Next. Teacher made white elementary school children apologize to black kids for their skin color. InvestmentWatchBlog.com. In Canada, teachers suspended for objecting to book telling kids to mutilate themselves. InvestmentWatchBlog.com. Next, teachers union purchases NewsGuard licenses for all 1.7 million member teachers to brainwash students with corporate disinformation, naturalnews.com. Next, CUNY professor advocates for sex between children and adults, citizenfreepress.com. I'm not making any of this stuff up, folks. I never have, I promise. Next, D.C. kindergartners forced to march with Black Lives Matter sign, and there's a video, citizenfreepress.com. Next, former UCLA philosophy of race lecturer arrested for threatening to commit mass shooting against white members of the philosophy department, the Gateway Pundit. Next, disturbing video from Las Vegas. I just saw this the other day, citizenfreepress.com. It's all over the internet. You don't even have to go to the sources I'm giving. These videos and articles are all over the independent media. They show this girl literally punching this other girl while she's sitting there and looks like she's knocked out because she's not even moving. And the teacher does nothing. Next, University of Kentucky students mocking and dancing to babies that have been aborted. That's on YouTube. You can go on YouTube for it. That's the source. And it's been on, again, many different independent media sources. Folks, you got to remember, the powers that be, the social and political indoctrination, the divide-and-conquer strategies are real. Remember how they called us Nazis from the left for so long? But they're the authoritarian. They're the socialist communists. They're the tyrannical dictatorships. They're for totalitarianism and fascism. They want to control the media. They don't want citizen journalists. They want to control the police. They want to let the Antifas and the Black Lives Matters go. There was over 700 riots proven with billions of dollars of damage. Women raped. Even cops killed. People, dozens were killed. No due process, no rule of law. Government schools, anti-homeschool, private property invasion. Look, we can go on and on and on how the lawyers and judges under the name of justice have sold out the people. Look at voter fraud and election fraud. We need to start acting like citizens who expect the government to work for us and not the other way around. It's really important, people. Authoritarianism is real. All we have to do is dedicate some time to being Americans. Because these organizations, American organizations and institutions, not just big corporations of government and NGOs, all of them, the FDA, the CDC, all of them, the DOJ, the FBI, what they're really saying through their actions is that all of your relatives and ancestors who died for this country died in vain. They're saying that your soldiers, over a million of them, who died for us, for our freedoms and liberty, they are calling them collateral damage. Do you want to accept that? Do you want to eliminate their memories? Or do you want to stand for freedom and liberty-loving people and do something about it? Nothing illegal, no violence, just stand for the rule of law, stand for principle, stand for due process, stand for citizens who expect the government to work for us. We appreciate all of you listening around the world and hope you have a great day. It's time to fight for humanity, folks. We'll talk to you.
I spend a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain, sleet, and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. In 05... I helped you get out of a ditch. Yeah, I know I'm a bit rusty, and sadly in 09, it was sparks from me, your handy chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Sparks from dragging chains can start a wildfire. Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com, brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.